Hey listeners, Steve here. One of the first songs that I wrote in this process was a song called Seashell. And if you look on my Spotify page, you'll see that Seashell is by far the most popular song. It has over 41,000 plays, which is a lot for someone like me. And you might wonder, how did that happen? So I'd like to tell you a little bit about Seashell. So I wrote, it was one of the first songs I wrote, and in this new sort of era, let's say, that I've undertaken. And I wrote it, started writing it at the beach, no surprise. But it's kind of a modern, to me, a modern Ruby, Don't Take Your Love to Town sort of song about a guy who's trying to get his relationship back on track with his girl. And when I first wrote it, it was over 7 minutes long, and it had a bridge, and I think it had another verse. And I played it for a friend of mine, Steve, just on the guitar, and he didn't like it. He thought it was too long, and he kind of went line by line with me on it. You know, I like this part, I like that next part, you're losing me here. And although that's kind of uncomfortable as a writer, now that I look back on that, I'm sort of glad that Steve gave me that feedback, because, you know, it made me go back through the song again and cut it and edit it and shorten it up to kind of basically where it is today. And so we went down to the studio and recorded it just about a year ago. In July, we recorded the basic. And worked through all the overdubs and got it finished, uploaded it to DistroKid and then on to Spotify. And the song, I don't know how songs get popular, but I can tell you how this one did, because a few days after I uploaded it, I got a phone call from a guy named David Longoria, who I went to high school with, and hadn't really, heard from him or seen him since high school. But I did connect with him on Facebook and found out that David, over the years, had become quite a famous trumpet player in Los Angeles. And if you don't believe me, look at his Instagram page. I think he's got like 400,000 Instagram followers. Or look at his Spotify page, where he's just got, tons of songs with gigantic play numbers. And but anyway, David says, "Hey, I like that song, Seashell. Maybe I can help you out. And give me a call." So I called him up, and he says, "Well, I'd like to maybe put some trumpet on that song." And, for me, if you know me, I mean, the last thing I would ever say to you is, I think this song needs a little trumpet. I mean, it's just not evident that I've used any of my recordings, but I thought, well, why not, so I sent the WAV file to David, and maybe 24 hours later, he sent it back to me, and I made a new album jacket for it. So it's Steve Alamus, Seashell, featuring David Longoria. And I said, well, Seashell just came out, so let's wait 15 days, and then we'll put this out. So I waited 15 days, and then I uploaded the version featuring David. And he said, let me move that over to my Spotify page. And he put something, I don't know what it was, he put something on Instagram and said, tag me on Instagram. And as soon as I did that, my likes on that Instagram thing went to like Yeah, anyway, my likes on my Instagram page just went up like 500 likes in 30 seconds. And it was crazy. And then I started looking at the Spotify artist page, and Seashell's going up by, you know, 1,000 listeners a week. And I thought, well, maybe that'll go, a couple of weeks and it'll peter out. But it didn't. It just kept going and going. And every day I looked at it, 5,000, 6,000, 7,000, 10, 15, 20. It gets to 20. I thought, oh, that's it. 25, 30. And it just kept rolling and rolling. And, when they say you got to know somebody, I think they're right. And in this case, it was David Longoria. And so because of David, the song's, by far the most popular. And I'm really grateful for him and appreciative. He's got it on like something like 39 playlists. And this is the other thing about Spotify, you've got to get on playlists or no one's going to, get a chance to discover your song. It's virtually finding a needle in a haystack these days. So anyway, that's the story on Seashell. And I'll play the song for you here. By the way, follow me on Spotify. I would appreciate it. And talk to you later.